I'm a bit late to the party on this one, so I haven't got anything technical. So I'm going to make a series of 20 points, which is subtitled, I guess, Some Things I Have Learnt About Ideas and Trust, because that was the frame of the question that was put to me. And you can further subtitle that, a number of really obvious things that I'm still going to say. Before each point, I will describe the picture that you would probably be seeing had I had the time to make a presentation. One, a picture of the original theatrical release poster for George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead. Don't crowdsource. Crowdsourcing is great for collecting stories or pointing you in the direction of that brilliant thing you've never heard of, but don't ever ask the crowd, is this a good idea? If you want a huge and confusing range of opinions on the things that come out of your head, start a blog. Two, a picture of a warehouse near my house that says unlimited self-storage on it, which is physically impossible in about three ways. Never throw anything away, not a phone number, not a scrap of paper, not a miserable scrawl of half an idea that you had on a damp Tuesday morning in the middle of a rehearsal where everyone hated each other or you were trying to have a fight with yourself in an otherwise empty room. Three, a picture of a band you don't like. It's as important to try and understand why you hate the stuff you hate as it is to know in whatever passes for your soul that you love the stuff you love. Four, a picture of me a few years ago after I climbed inside a large bar stool and realised that I couldn't get out and I had to be freed with a hacksaw. It is entirely possible that every single thing I'm saying in this presentation is utterly, catastrophically wrong, that it's without foundation, arbitrary, and that I only think it's true. That applies to everything and everyone else as well. Five, a picture of Yuri Gagarin. There is no such thing as a piece of performance or an idea that belongs to any one person. The electrochemical process that formed the first spark of an idea might have happened within the physical boundaries of a particular brain, but it was only the very start of an effort that's as much about logistics, economics, and conversations as it is about that first idea itself. Six, a picture of a sea otter using a rock as an anvil and another rock as a hammer as it smashes open a clamshell. You don't have to be good at everything. What you have to do is remember that other people are good at stuff. There are people out there that get as much fulfillment from making things happen as you do from making things. In fact, each of those are necessary for the other to exist. Find the people whose edges fit yours, and if you trust them, stick with them. Seven, a picture of the tiny shed in your head where the bastards live. You know when you're cutting corners. You do. Don't bullshit yourself. You know when you're doing it in process, you know when you're shying away from honest conversations with your producer or your collaborators or your designers or anyone. You do, you know it, so don't. Because any problems you could have avoided will be 10 times more difficult in the next stage. How long have I got?
You're doing brilliantly. 3 minutes.
Eight, a picture of Optimus Prime. Be a massive bastard with yourself if that's your thing. It's definitely my thing, but don't confuse being hard on yourself with beating yourself up. If you're sitting there and nothing's coming, trust that on some level your mind is still working. Don't kill yourself with an empty piece of paper. Note, though, this is not an excuse to go to the park and eat ice cream. You have to be in reach of your tools, whatever they are, so you have the opportunity to get the idea down. Nine, a picture of a Boeing 747 in full majestic flight. If shit goes wrong, a little bit wrong, or even horribly brain-grindingly, terrifyingly wrong, the least important thing is whose fault it is. Yeah. 10. A picture of a dog eating its own sick. If you can't have a conversation about your idea, then you don't know what the idea is yet, but you won't know whether you can have a conversation about your idea until you try to have that conversation. If you can't have it, then you know you need to think about it some more. If you can have it, then you know you probably need to think about it some more, or at least you've got something to think about. If during the course of the conversation you realise you've missed out something blindingly obvious and the idea needs to be reworked, don't carry on a conversation about an idea you just realised isn't what you want as if it is. Admit you've realised there's a hole in your thinking and go back and think some more. 11. A picture of Alex Kelly. Alex Kelly from Third Angel says that everything is done by ordinary people, and he's right, and everything is done by ordinary people, and so that follows that everything is done for ordinary people, because there aren't any other sort of people. 12. Here's you as a kid fixing a puncture in your bike tyre. If you want to ask a question and answer it, if you're making that kind of work, don't confuse following a rigid methodology with being true to some kind of ideal. Bend the systems around your ideas, don't bend your ideas around the systems you choose. 13. A picture of an idealist about to fall down a manhole. Money is the least of your problems when thinking about the ideas you want to make. You don't have to apply for funding to have ideas. It becomes a problem when you feel like you don't deserve to ask for it. It's a means to an end. Ask for it. Making things happen is the reason it exists. If someone thinks it's worth giving you money to make art, it doesn't mean an old woman has to sleep in a hospital car park. That is a lie. 14, a picture of an English defence, of the English Defence League. Don't stop. If you stop, you're not doing your job anymore. The ideas you had in the past were had by... The ideas you had in the past were had by someone else, a previous version of you, with fewer experiences and made up of different cells, living in a world where less stuff had happened. If you stop, then people who see the world very differently to you will carry on having ideas and you'll be gutted you didn't try to talk about your thoughts. 15, a picture of John Spooner. John Spooner from Unlimited is really annoying because he does this thing where you talk to him about an idea that you're really excited about and then he asks you questions. A bit later, you hear him talking to someone else about the idea, they get excited, you get pissed off because he's not saying quite what you said to him, and then you realise, and this is the annoying bit, that he's completely understood what you were trying to say and he's worked out a way to communicate what you meant. And if you find people like this and you trust them, like I trust John, you should never let them go. 16, a blank slide. Strategy is something that comes after. I've made this mistake. You decide to make a piece not because you want to follow a particular idea, but because you think it's what a certain group of people would like, or you really want to perform at a certain festival, or you want to be seen as a certain type of artist. All these things are fine, I guess, but they are strategy, and strategy comes way after. If you let strategy take your idea, your idea's integrity is fundamentally fucked from the start.
20 seconds.
20 seconds. 19, a picture of a soaring eagle from a motivation poster in an overlit workplace. 18, a nice picture of a horse in a field. 20, a picture of something that's not a mirror. Find people you trust. People you trust are not necessarily anything like you. Don't look for them in the mirror. And the bonus track, a picture of Forest Cafe in Bristol Place. If you want to see a manifestation of a lack of trust, go to Forest Cafe today and stand there, don't stop me please, in their cafe. Stand there and think about the fact that they are the only people, the people in that building, who are offering PricewaterhouseCoopers, whose job it is to make money from that building for their bankrupt clients. They're the only people offering them money to lease or rent that building. And PricewaterhouseCoopers have told Forest Cafe yesterday that they're not going to accept their money because they don't trust artists. So go and stand there and think about that. Thank you very much.